but I know there's just one thing that I can do to prove my love to you. I will suck your balls.
And the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should properly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
You're listening to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
You killed it. You totally murdered it.
What are you, a dumbass?
Shut it, you son of a bitch! Bastard!
A good day and welcome to the program, eh?
How's it going, eh?
I am Tim and welcome to the broadcast for Wednesday, April 28th, 2/10. Do you remember last week when I played you a clip of boxer Rocky Lockridge on the Bravo show Intervention?
Because I know somewhere deep down in my heart, I still love you.
Yeah, that guy. Well, anyway, here's that same clip put through an auto-tuner. Check this out.
Because I know somewhere deep down in my heart, I still love you.
Okay, now add a little drum beat. And one dude even went as far as producing an entire song based just on that one little sound clip. Check this out. Anyway, I thought that was at the least bit interesting. Well, it seems that there is one person that still has not let the late night wars go, and that is David Letterman. Here's Dave from his Monday night show where Dr. Phil is his guest.
And then I love Jay summing the whole thing up. Yeah, well, we both got screwed. And I said, no, wait a minute, Jay. You both got screwed, yet you're the only one that ended up with a show. How did you get screwed exactly?
Oh, no, he got a bum rap in this deal. I think he got a bum rap.
No, he got everything he deserved.
And I like...
Believe me, he got everything he deserved. I've known Jay since 1975, and he, when we first met and we're hanging around, and everybody loved Jay because he's so funny. He's so engaging, so compelling. You can't not love him. But then there's also this other side of him where, and I think he would own up to it, he's just a complete boob. He can't help himself.
Yeah.
He can't help himself, and it's just a lot of fun now that we were able to see, oh, here's the Jay we all remember.
Yeah, no, there's room for everybody. We'll get a show, don't worry. Now we both got screwed. Now we both got canceled. I like working on cars.
Oh, Dave. I have to admit, I'd much rather watch Conan than Jay. But David Letterman has always been my favorite, and always will be. Here's a little news nugget from Doyle Redlin and the Onion Radio News.
The collectible plate industry has called for the tragic death of Barbara Streisand. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redlin. A sharp drop in sales of Princess Diana memorabilia has business leaders concerned. Jim Campion, president of the Franklin Mint, says it's time for rash action.
We need a heartbreaking, untimely death that we can commemorate with a series of exquisitely crafted, limited edition collector's plates.
Economists say Streisand's death could mean a $1 billion boost to the collector plate business. Industry leaders are urging Streisand to suffer a fatal accident in time. Time for the Christmas season. Doyle Redlin for the Onion Radio News.
I agree, Barb. I think you should do it. You've always wanted to do the right thing, and I think this is it. Never really cared for Barbara Streisand that much. Anyway, that's all the time we have left for this particular episode of the broadcast. Don't forget to email, tweet, or Facebook me your guesses for the classic rock quote of the day. Here goes. See if you can figure this one out.
We like our fun. We never fight. We can't dance and stay uptight.
Shut up!